This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to go real fast with these callers. I want to go back to Liberty Month, but real quick question. HB, I guess, listening in Knoxville, Tennessee on WBCR 1470 is calling in. And HB, you have a question about the Rothschilds and gold. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought the Rothschilds set the price of gold like every day or something like that.
And in London, back in the 1800s, they pretty much controlled it. I don't think that's gone on for a long time. Let me ask the gold bug here, Peter Schiff. Peter, what's your info on the lore of the Rothschilds?
I don't think it has any influence or any effect on the markets. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. You know, some of it is anti-Semitism, too, as if Jewish people somehow control the markets or control the banks or suppress the price of gold. But look, the price of gold is going to go up for one reason and one reason only. That's because politicians and central bankers keep printing money. They have screwed these economies up. They've been trying to buy votes with promises that taxpayers can't keep. And they've got many economies in a lot of trouble.
Sure. Separately, though, haven't some of the big banks that are competing with gold, haven't they been caught trying to manipulate the price of gold down, though?
Well, look, banks manipulate everything. The government manipulates the bond market far more than anybody tries to manipulate the gold market.
Well, sure, they admit that now. I mean, 10 years ago, you guys would talk about it. They say it didn't. Now they admit it.
But gold is like the canary in a monetary cake, coal mine. And yes, central bankers don't want the price of gold to go up because it's a repudiation of what they're doing. They want us in their fiat. They don't want us in real money.
All right, let's get Harry Dent's response.
The competition is going to win in favor of gold.
Harry Dent of HarryDent.com, what's your take on manipulation of gold prices?
Well, no, I don't think there's that much. I think it's a market thing. And again, gold prices went up at first after 2008, after crashing, because everybody assumed, and naturally, if they're going to print unprecedented amounts of money, we're going to get inflation and even hyperinflation. My case has been 6 years has proven no matter how much money you print, you don't get substantial inflation. And when this bubble finally bursts, there will not be enough money to print. Right now, there's $250 trillion in financial assets and debt around the world. $100 trillion of that, if the 30s is any good, will deflate, destroy money beyond. So they have to print $100 trillion instead of $12 trillion.
You guys are leaving me in 2 minutes. Shikari Jackson's coming up to host the rest of the hour. I'm going to come back and finish that call after you guys are gone with Liberty Monk and then hand the baton to Shikari with all the powerful info he's got coming up. And then we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday broadcast. It's going to be taped this Sunday because of Easter. But I want to just ask both of you in closing, and thank you both for coming on, Harry Dent of HarryDent.com, Peter Schiff, Europac.com as well. When you, in your gut, because you guys are pretty accurate on this, what you think the next trigger could be to clearly make it seen that we're going down the tubes? Because even mainstream media now has finally stopped the mantra that everything's wonderful, everything's fine. Only Obama is still saying that.
Well, you know, I think it might be the Fed having to acknowledge that things are not as rosy as they've been.
This week. They just came out Monday.
Yeah, well, but they're already trying to backtrack on that a little bit. But I would suggest that one thing to throw out there to Harry, that pick a point. Because let's assume the price of gold keeps going up. When do you acknowledge that fact? Because you don't want to go down with a sinking ship. If the dollar is going to collapse, and I'm right, you don't want to go down with that ship and have no gold and only dollars. So at what point, where does gold have to rise before you might reverse and say, you know what, it's not going down, it's going up, so let's buy it.
Yeah, it has to get above $1,525. I'm crystal clear on that, and I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Okay, but please answer my question. Sorry to interrupt. What's the next big trigger, or what are you watching? Because you really called it about a year ago. You said, like, 2 weeks this will happen, and 3 months that'll happen. That was pretty scary. We got 30 seconds. What do you think is going to happen?
Okay, oil. We predicted oil would be down to $20 to $10 in the coming years. It's already hit $25. Oil going down kills the crackers. China. Their real estate bubble, the stock bubble is one thing, but all the money in China is in real estate. That bubble keeps bursting. We're toast.
Sure, could an overdue earthquake on the West Coast do something? I mean, who knows what it could be, right, Peter? Or?
Yeah, third thing, Italy is going to be deep trouble by the end of this year, and that's going to kill the Eurozone.
All right.
We're still the best
at least I know. Well, please come back. Please, you'll both be back, and we'll see who's right coming up. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with the fourth hour. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Kari Jackson is about to come in and host Out of War Room. Right here where I'm sitting in about 5-6 minutes. I appreciate Liberty Monk holding for a whole hour to finish his story about communism. And I promise on Monday, we're going to be on Sunday, but it's a taped show, but it'll be an original transmission, much of it, 4 to 6 p.m. On Monday, I want to do at least an hour, hour and a half, unless there's new terror attacks or whatever we have to cover, on people that have lived in communist countries and what it's like, and go over some of the atrocities and things, because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And I don't want to ever forget some of the bad things Hitler did. Hitler was a really bad guy and did kill a lot of people. Quite frankly, he's way down the list of the biggest mass murderers. There's about 5 or 6 people in groups above the Nazis. And I just, people only know about Nazis. And I just, you know, we're not facing Nazis today, folks. We're facing the people that created the Nazis and communism as false political systems to confuse the general mass of the public. And it is a big deal that Obama's out promoting communism. It shakes me to my core. I went pretty, not even wild, but I was pretty intense in the first hour. And my family, everybody just tells me I need to chill out, I need to relax, I need to turn loose and not take it to the personal. Okay, maybe I'm on the extreme of caring too much about them harvesting babies' organs and having chimeras growing in animals and chemtrailing us and everything. But everybody else is over here in La La Land just completely relaxed about it. I can't do that, okay? Or if I ever do get off this treadmill, I may never come back. I mean, I'm going to tell you, this is not a show to me. It's not a game. I know I'm right. I'm freaked out. And a lot of people that work around me, you love me and care about me, and I love and care about them too, but they also take it as kind of like I'm mad all the time, or I'm mad they're not doing enough, or no, it's that I'm frothing to fight the enemy. Like a dog watching its puppy being eaten, you know, by another animal, and it's in a cage and can't get out. It is chewing on the bars, pulling its teeth out, trying to... I mean, dogs will do that. If they see one of their, you know, their puppies or something getting killed, and they're in a metal cage, they will bite the bar till their teeth break because they just can't stand it. And I'm the same way. We're in the hands of really evil people. And I take it personal. And not because I'm a victim. I've been successful my whole life. I've had nothing but just a lot of great things happen. Bad things that have happened only made me stronger. I'm not a loser. I'm not a victim. I don't get upset about the New World Order because I want to feel like they're out to get me. They're jacking with the food and water. They write textbooks admitting they're killing us. I want to get these people, okay? I got an instinct to try to defend people because it defends me and my children. And again, I'm no hero, but I told the story 100 times, probably, about my son was only about a year and a half old. We're at Le Madeleine restaurant, French restaurant, not fancy, just a regular kind of provincial restaurant chain. And I come out of the bathroom from washing my hands at the end of the meal. And I come walking out, and there's this woman standing up turning blue. Everybody going, call 911 like parrots. And I sit there about 30 seconds, and I go, do the Heimlich. Anybody know do the Heimlich? And I've been on swim team and had the fire department course. I wouldn't say I'm certified. I just have a basic couple courses. And they wouldn't help her. And I said, well, let me give her the Heimlich. And she was a big lady, probably 200 pounds. And they were going, oh, you can't do that. Wait for the ambulance. Wait for it. I mean, she'd be dead, folks. You're brain dead in 4 or 5 minutes. Depending on your physiology. And I got her and did the Heimlich and just caught that a huge big piece of bread. And I'm like, he's a hero. Is she hurt, though? Give me your name. They didn't even like the fact I helped her. Some of them, it was lawsuit time. She's probably big. I might have hurt her rib or something. I don't know. I felt some stuff kind of, had to pick her up, you know, really get that out of there. Did a couple of times one worker's. I'm like, all right, we're getting out of there. And, you know, really went at her. Basically punched her in the stomach, you know, at point blank range. And I just don't give like 20 people not helping this woman. I mean, you better help me if I'm choking. What's your problem? I'm not a hero, folks. I'm just red-blooded. You punch me, I'm going to punch you right back, too. And the New World Order is our enemy. And people running this government want to hurt you and your family and make you poor and poison you and run your life. Now, I want to go to this caller briefly and then go to Jakari. I appreciate him doing a great job hosting the show, but I'm wound up today. I'm going to shoot some videos after this stuff, too. I'm just too wound up. I got to keep fighting these people. But we're going to play a special report here on North American Union expanding from Rob Jacobson. I think it's voiced by Dude, but the point is that's very important. So many great reports these reporters do. But let's finish up with Liberty Monk in New Hampshire. You were getting into being a student and living in China. Recap what you said and finish up. Thank you.
All right. Yes. Thank you for holding me on for a little bit longer. I just have this one story I could go on and on about all the crumbling infrastructure outside of the city or in Beijing or all the smog. But one thing that stuck out to me, and because Obama was in Cuba or went to Cuba, I actually met a young Cuban man when I was out there. I was training martial arts on Wudong Mountain, and we met a Cuban kid, and he came out to China, and he said he basically ran away to China to get away from Cuba's communism. And he was telling me, in Cuba, the guys, big muscle-bound guys, walk around with bats, and there's gangs, and, you know, the cars from the 50s. And the craziest thing about it is that he had to go to another communist country to get away from that form of communism. And that's just one of the many stories. I could write a whole article about China and the
Well, everyone should do it. Everyone should do it because that's what people don't know. Communism is always just a different flavor of mafia ruling over you and even making your wife have sex with them. I mean, for people that haven't studied communism, it is so nightmarish, it makes my head spin.
Yeah. Well, and that was one of the worst parts about it. It was dealing with all these people who had no idea who they were. And Beijing is a city that's like 10 times the size of New York. It's overwhelming. People crapping on the streets, smog everywhere, people smoking, wearing masks. and at the same time thinking that it's absolutely lovely that now they have a little bit more money than they used to when people, cripples, are being shipped in from the countryside and you know, crawling around on their hands and knees. Literally, I saw this in a market square, like a cripple just crawling around on a wheeled cart and everybody just ignoring them. And, you know,
well, that's another
like
thing. People, like a child can be bleeding to death and nobody helps them. And it wasn't like that before communism in China. They have just turned it into a soulless demon pit. Paul Watson went there quite a bit because he was married to a nice Chinese lady there. Not anymore. But it was literally a hellhole. And then he even had the communist Chinese starting to contact him saying, you better watch it. You better not talk bad about China. And he was just like, whoa, you know, this is over the top. Yeah, people don't know. They just don't know. They hate America so much, the average trendy spoiled rotten, that they just want to bring it down. God bless you. I appreciate you joining us. Sorry to all the other callers. Jakari may want to get to you and try to answer your question. I'm not sure. It'll be his broadcast for the rest of the transmission. We're going to go to this piece, go to break, come back, and Jakari Jackson will haunt you the last 40 minutes. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Please buy the products. That's how we fund the operation, InfoWarsLife.com. Got some specials on the Deep Cleanse. And the Liver Shield and more, and the Survival Shield Nation Ion X2. That's how we fund the operation, InfoWarsLife.com. We need the support to continue on. Thank you so much, but you need these products. Here's the report on the North American Union.
In early March 2016, the Spanish company Cintra Zachary, who partnered with TxDOT to build the controversial TCC, or Trans-Texas Corridor, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Many of the highway's critics celebrated the news of the toll road company's failure. But this is just a single battle won in a much larger war. This battle, which InfoWars covered extensively in the past, is over the construction and completion of a NAFTA superhighway or corridor.
Building on the massive displacement of humanity caused by globalization, the New World Order is rapidly constructing the physical infrastructure of the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway control grid.
The TCC was the first leg to be completed of this new transportation system that would physically unite Canada, the United States, and Mexico into one borderless trade zone.
The proposed Trans-Texas Corridor would be a patchwork of superhighways and railroads stretching 4,000 miles from the border of Mexico, cutting through Texas to Oklahoma.
As we covered in our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the plan for a North American superhighway included a high-speed rail system that would transport cargo from Mexico nonstop to an inland small port in Kansas City, Missouri. Economic trade deals and supranational committees, such as the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, signed in secret in 2005, have paved the way for massive multinational corporate projects. But what happened to this scheme? Now, with Cintra filing for bankruptcy, it would seem that this larger-than-life plan simply fizzled out. However, this is not the case. In 2011, the highly criticized TTC plan was shot down by the Texas legislature when they passed HB 1201. But HB 1201 had many amendments attached that would keep the Spanish-owned Cintra satisfied. Just days after HB 1201 passed, which killed the TCC on the surface, Texas State Representative Larry Phillips introduced HB 3789, which brought the corridor back to life with a vengeance. Cintra's original deal with TxDOT was considered a PPP, or public-private partnership. Essentially a sweetheart deal, giving an offshore privately owned company the same powers of the state, such as the power to change the state speed limit. HB 3789 strengthened these private-public partnerships, giving more power to offshore monopolies by giving them the authority to sign deals with the state of Texas in secret. I-35, the central artery of the Texas interstate system, is considered part of the NAFTA superhighway. And the Kansas City Inland Port, which is part of the TCC, is now up and running. Other NAFTA super corridors, whose construction began around the same time as the TCC, have also never ceased. One plan in particular, the Canamex Corridor, runs along the west coast of North America. According to Canamex.org, the Canamex Corridor project is a broad-reaching plan whose key objective is to create a direct trade route from Canada to Mexico. This initiative is being supported for its development and implementation by the U.S. states en route for this plan, Montana, Idaho, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona. The website continues to describe some of the longer-term plans for the trade corridor. The Canamex Corridor was also specified by NAFTA to include a railroad system to match the advances in highway construction and vehicles with advanced rail systems. These are intended to take the form of larger, longer, and more efficient trains, making the maximum use of technologies such as double-decker cars and multiple engines that can pull immensely long trains. The Canamex Corridor is currently being managed by several companies, and like a connect-the-dots puzzle, is slowly linking smaller highway systems to form a larger trade route that will run from the southern southern border in Mexico all the way to the northern one in Canada. In March 2015, U.S. Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake added corridor extensions to the Intermountain West Corridor Act of 2015. According to the Phoenix Business Journal, this federal act was also extended to the I-11 corridor north from Las Vegas to Reno and northward to Canada. So, plans for North American trade corridors governed by secret committees and international trade agreements like the SPP and now the TPP are moving forward. The Kansas City Inland Smart Port is open for business, and it does not seem like the Centra bankruptcy did much, if any, to damage their long-term goals. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
Another excellent report from our reporters here in the InfoWars.com studios. I'm Jakari Jackson, and I'll be hosting for the remainder of the hours. We will be taking your call. Now, I will tell all of our viewers out there, a lot of times people will be left over from the regular show, and I will tell you that our guests have left us today. So if you had a question for our guests, they have left us, but you are welcome to leave your comment if you so desire. Now, let's start off with a video. Alex was playing this a little bit earlier today, and it's talking about Obama. We've seen Obama here recently went out to Cuba, as Leon McAdoo had the report. He was salsa dancing and taking selfies in front of Che Guevara and doing all types of things when people are saying he should have been focused on other issues. But now he took a little bit of time out of his busy schedule to talk about this. There's little difference between communism and capitalism. It says President Obama has stoked controversy after he suggested to an audience of Argentinian youth that there was no great difference between communism and capitalism and that they should just choose what works. Well, when you think about choosing what works, what if you chose a healthcare system that works? If you chose a website that actually worked, so when you did go to healthcare.gov or whatever it was, you could actually sign up for the Obamacare that you so desired. Let's go ahead and take a look at this clip, and we'll come back with more comments.
You know, so often in the past, there's been a sharp division between left and right, between capitalist and communist or socialist. And especially in the Americas, that's been a big debate, right? Ah, you know, you're a capitalist Yankee dog, and oh, you know, you're some, you know, crazy communist, you know, that's gonna take away everybody's property. And I mean, those are interesting intellectual arguments, but I think for your generation, you should be practical and just choose from what works. You don't have to worry about whether it neatly fits into socialist theory or capitalist theory. You just decide what works. And so you don't have to be rigid in saying it's either this or that. You can say, depending on the problem you're trying to solve, depending on the social issues that you're trying to address, what works? And I think that what you'll find is that the most successful societies, the most successful economies are ones that are rooted in a market-based system, but also recognize that a market does not work by itself. It has to have a social and moral and ethical and community basis. And there has to be inclusion, otherwise it's not stable. And it's up to you as you in whether you're in business.
That's enough of that clip. One of the things I thought was so interesting about what he said there, to have a stable economy, you have to have all these things, but he didn't mention a gold standard. I think if we could just go back to something that's that simple, that would alleviate a lot of the problems that we're facing right now. Now, in other news, we'll stay on this political spectrum. We'll talk about Mrs. Clinton. She's leading the corporate media poll results, which you guys would expect. I love that GIF. I'm sitting over the top of my head. It's the picture of the guy shoving up that picture, or shoving up the statue of Hillary, all the media outlets shoving her up there. But we see this one. This was on the site today from Kurt Nimmo. And it says, according to corporate media polling data, Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump in the race for presidency. Fox News, Bloomberg, CNN, CBS, they say she has a 11.2% lead. And it's the same coalition that twice elected Barack Obama. So it doesn't surprise me at all to see that they're pushing her out there. We've seen all types of things in the campaign trail, all the shenanigans. You know, so I'm not a Bernie Sanders fan, but I think she is
cheating, just to say the least, to beat old Colonel Sanders there. And if you are going to beat the guy, that's fine, but do it fair and square. I really think they're pushing her up a little bit too hard. And I'll often hear the criticism, you know, people who are Hillary supporters, they say, well, she's just overqualified. That's why you guys hate her. I'm like, no, it's like Benghazi and emails and saying that she got shot at by snipers and she signed autographs with little girls. Those are the things that concern me when you talk about people's character. There's a lot of talk about character in this election cycle, as there is in everyone, but especially with her, when you think about, you know, I remember in 2008, she would get off the plane, they showed the footage of her getting off the plane when she was in Bosnia, I believe, signing autographs for little girls, and she said, yeah, I was dodging sniper fire, and then when they asked her about it, and they showed her the footage, and I think Cheryl Atkinson actually reported on that, and she was like, oh, I misspoke. Well, why don't you stop misspeaking and let the people speak who are accusing your husband of all these horrific crimes? Now, let's talk a little bit about the situation that's going on over in Brussels. You guys recall just here recently they had the terrible terror attack. Multiple people died, the images of the airport torn to shreds and all that. And now police are saying that they've made more arrests in the terror plot, and they say they may have actually foiled another existing terror plot. They arrested some people here recently. They said they shot two guys in the leg, and another guy was taken in, and they say they caught a guy carrying a bag of explosive material. So it's a very scary thing to see not just these things happen, but on such a regular basis. And, you know, what's the question about it? What's the remedy for this? What's the cause of it? And many people have many different answers for both of those things, but it's to the point where you can't let the terrorists win, because you always hear they hate you for your freedom, right? Well, if you shelter in place, if you don't go out and you enjoy your life, then they have actually truly won the victory that they are trying to get across. Now, I have a story right here. It's not the most hard-hitting news of the day, but it is an interesting sign of the times. This was put out by Adan Salazar. Microsoft's AI bot goes from benevolent to Nazi in less than 24 hours. So basically, Microsoft put out this chat bot to talk with the youth of America. I think they're targeting 18 to 24-year-olds. And they were just basing the AI responses off of the text in the tweets from other people. Now, I can't talk about all these on there, but the ones that I can, if you go to Infowars.com/show, you can read them for yourself. It started off innocently enough. She said, hello world, you know, says the tweet bot. It was Tay Tweets. And then it went from humans are super cool to chill. I'm a nice person. I just hate everybody. To I effing hate feminists. To Hitler was right. We need to kill the Jews. And it just got worse from there, if that was not bad enough. But it just really shows you the mindset. And I'm sure, you know, these are young people, you know, 18, 24. I'm sure there are even 13-year-olds on there who threw in their, you know, little hateful rhetoric. But it's also the silly things that go on the internet. Like, I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago. I can't remember exactly who it was, but we were talking about internet validation, and I was telling them not to use the internet as a form of personal validation. Like, don't go to YouTube comments or Twitter pages looking for people to validate what you do. Just believe in what you do. If you believe in what you do, hey, that's the only thing that really matters. Be right with yourself, be right with God, and the rest will work itself out. Yeah, they're saying Hitler has the swag alert on the AI Twitter bot. I'm going to give the number out so you guys can call in on the next segment. It is 1-800-259-9231. Once again, the number to call in is 1-800-259-9231, and we will take your calls in the next segment. Let's go ahead and continue with some special reports, or excuse me, with some more articles here before we get to the special reports. Real quickly before we go to break, I have this report here of feds arresting 8,000 violent fugitives in a sweep, and this included 559 wanted for murder. And I hear a lot of people, they call into the show, and it's like, you guys, all you do is bash cops. I'm like, if the cops do something bad, I talk about it. If the cops do something good, like taking 8,000 violent people off the street, I have no issue talking about that as well. And they say in Baltimore alone, they had 148 fugitives that were swept up, including 23 murder suspects. And also they went to the cities of Brooklyn, New Jersey, or Camden, New Jersey, Chicago, Compton, Fresno, Gary, Indiana, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Oakland, Savannah, Georgia, and Washington, D.C., where they rounded up many, many sex offenders. So I think that's good news. You know, if they do something good, I'll talk about it. But at the same time, if they're harassing people and telling people they can't film in their own front yards and arresting people who film in their garages, I have a big issue with that. And with more on that, we'll have a special report about a young man who stood up to officers, invading his personal space, invading his privacy, telling them what he could and could not do. Stay tuned for that right after this break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. Now, right before we went to break, we are talking about various police actions, arrests made by federal officers, your local officers. And now, some arrests can be good and other ones not so much. We have the example of feds arresting 8,000 violent offenders or alleged violent offenders. And I say that's good. That's great news. That's what they should be doing. But to contrast that, I also have these other stories. This one on the site today, man arrested for failing to return Freddie got fingered. So a man who rented a VHS tape 14 years ago has been arrested and fined $200 because he didn't return a videotape. Now, this is in very stark contrast from arresting sex offenders and alleged murderers and all those other types of people. And this isn't a one-off incident. We also have another story about a man right here in Texas who was arrested for an overdue library book. just like that episode of Seinfeld. And this isn't a one-off incident either. They say to justify the actions that overdue library books cost the state about $18 million. But I don't think they're going to get this $200 at a time by arresting guys for not returning their GED study guides. I mean, the guy's doing a GED test. He probably really needed the book if he ended up keeping it for whatever reason. And also, we have a man arrested by U.S. Marshals for unpaid student loans. Now, I want you guys to think about this. You have the big banks, banksters and the Wall Street tycoons who stole billions of dollars, continue to do so, but they want to come after a guy who had a $1,500 federal loan that he didn't pay 29 years ago, and they put him in the slammer. Is this a good use of your tax dollars to go after these nickel and dime offenders? Meanwhile, you got all these other guys been doing these horrific things, and they don't go to jail. They get bailouts. And with this, we have a special report, a video report of a young man who stood up to officers and stood up for his constitutional rights.
After this, you can't ride your bikes down here. You can pass that word along. I'll keep people from complaining to me, and I won't come talk to you.
Is there a law change?
What's that?
Is there a law change?
Yeah, you can't ride your bikes on the boardwalk.
When is that law change?
It's been a law for quite a while.
16.16.502, specific sectional code that states you can ride your bicycles around out here. So I don't know what law you're referring to.
Okay, you want to go that way? We can go that way.
You want to pull out your civic code and you want to look up the code? 16.16.502 states that you can ride your bicycle out here. So if you want to come out here, you want to tell
where
people
exactly where?
The Rainbow Harbor Esplanade, which is this entire area that you just parked to. From all the way at the end down there to all the way this around here, that's Rainbow Harbor Esplanade. 15.15.16.
So did you get your law degree on Facebook, or where did you actually obtain that?
So do I have to have a law degree to be an informed citizen? Is that what you're saying? It's wrong to be informed. It's wrong to know the law. It's wrong
just
to know your rights.
You got it.
I got it by knowing my rights. Is it wrong to know your rights as a citizen? Because last time I checked, when officers come and they try to invalidate your rights by telling you bullshit laws and enforcing their opinions, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to support the law. And when the law says you can ride your bikes out here, you have no business coming up and harassing anyone telling them they shouldn't ride their bikes.
Oh, this is harassment now.
When you tell someone to not ride their bike when they're legally able to ride their bike, yes, that is harassment. Your opinion is irrelevant. The law says you can ride your bike. Now, do you have anything else to say, or are you going to leave us alone?
You have a nice day.
Yeah, you have a nice day. We're going to continue riding on, man. This is our ride. I've been riding here for 6 years. You know how many cops come out here and try to pull the
big
on me?
Big dude. Bring
yeah. Hey, what was your name, officer?
It's on the shirt.
Okay.
Lieutenant Cobles. I know.
Lieutenant Cobles. Great.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, thanks, man. Hey, I appreciate you, you know, not giving a shit and walking away. Please stay informed and don't harass the public, all right? So, guys, that's how you handle a police officer, all right?
Yeah.
You don't let the cops tell you that you can't do what you know you can do, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure these things happen quite often, but it's hard to catch them all on camera. You know, I can just think of several times being here in the city of Austin, whether it's open carry or any number of other things. You know, I was filming one guy one time standing on the sidewalk. I was standing on the sidewalk, and the officer was like, get on the sidewalk. I was like, I am on the sidewalk. I can't be any more on the sidewalk than what I am right now. I wasn't impeding the guy. I wasn't, you know, threatening the guy. I was just standing there with the camera in my hand. So, you know, it's good to be informed, and, you know, maybe sometimes you can catch things like that on camera. Let's go to some of our calls now. Who's been holding the longest? Is it Luke? Okay, Luke in Washington. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, what is your biggest fear she will do to our country, and what would be her biggest weakness if she becomes president?
My biggest fear is just she's going to try to ram through the same policies we've seen with the Obama administration. Now, let me be very clear about this. When we talk about Republicans and Democrats, I don't see a whole lot of difference between them. This is evidenced by the fact you got groups like Microsoft who fund both Hillary Clinton and Marco Rubio while he was in the campaign. So by and large, I think a Republican candidate would largely do many of the same things. They may disagree on things like Planned Parenthood, but Otherwise, when it comes to big things, they usually do the same stuff. I just really think she's going to be an establishment puppet, and she's just going to push through anything she's told to do. What was the second part of your question, sir?
Oh, what would be her biggest weakness if she becomes president?
I think a lot of people don't take her seriously, and it's not because she's a woman. It's because of her track record. Like I said, she's lying about getting shot at when she steps off of helicopters. She did this pretty much I know nothing Sergeant Schultz deal with Benghazi, the stuff with her and Bill. Not that it's really making it up to the mainstream news media, but the stuff with Bill and all of his sexual escapades and all that. So there's a lot of dirt under Mrs. Clinton's house. Will it get exposed? I'm not exactly sure.
All right. And how can I, what is the best way to deal with like people who like call you a racist just because you're a Trump supporter?
People call you racist for, if you disagree with anything. I remember we went out to the Planned Parenthood rally and people were saying that, you know, I was a racist because I didn't support Planned Parenthood and I'm black. I'm like, no, I don't support Planned Parenthood because it's founded by a racist named Margaret Sanger who said she wanted to kill the black weeds. But to your question specifically, you just point out to people what he's saying. Like, there's a video I saw a couple of days ago where they're asking young children. Actually, did David shoot that video? He may have shot it. He was asking young children, why don't you like Trump? And they said he wants to deport Muslims. If he said he wanted to deport Muslims, I've never heard that. And I've heard he wanted to block them for various reasons and various time periods, you know, and you can go look at all that for yourself. But they're accusing him of doing and saying a lot of things that he didn't exactly say. They're taking him out of context. They're adding stuff onto the fronts and backs of his statements. So if somebody's willing to hear you out, you can try to explain those things to him. But I don't think anybody's personally, I don't think anybody's racist just because they support Donald Trump, especially when you talk about stuff like the wall. I'm not a supporter of the wall. But to say it's a racist symbol to build a wall, all you have to do is point out the fact there's a wall in South Mexico. There's a wall at the Vatican. There's a wall, Great Wall in China. There's walls all over the place, but they want to call this guy racist because he wants to build a wall.
Right. Yeah, because this one kid in my class, I'm not going to say his name, I'm at Edmonds Community College. Yeah, he just was just doing like his like paper on Donald Trump like as a monster, and mm-hmm. I had nothing against that. I mean, I could see on how he could see it one way, and I see it another way. But mm-hmm. he did his like paper, and in his paper he actually said like, yeah, Donald Trump is just like so like racist and stuff. And I'm just like, no, he's not. Okay, that is not an untrue statement, and there is no facts supporting it. And the only evidence that you've got is just mainstream media bullcrap.
Yeah, and you think about the fact that nobody ever accused Donald Trump, to my knowledge, of being a racist until he got into this presidential race. And then it was like he's racist against these people and he hates those people. And if you listen to what the guy says and what he does, you may not agree with all of it, but I can understand the point he's trying to make. Like I said, I wouldn't build a wall, but I understand his concern for a wall, but they, yeah, it's just racist rhetoric. You know, he's being supported by Ben Carson now. We've had some of his supporters on this show, Diamond and Silk. We've had pastors on the show that support Donald Trump. So it's not any racial issue, or they just try to make it a much larger deal about race than it really is.
And it's just so funny because it's just like, you want to claim that racism is like the biggest problem. Why aren't you outside Planned Parenthood where millions of black people are aborted every year?
Yeah. You can't say that to them. They talk about you're a racist because you don't support Planned Parenthood. Just like I said, I'm like, you guys are killing more black people than, you know, gang shootouts or anything else. Why would I want to support this organization? Why would I want my tax dollars to go here? Thank you so much, Luke. We have to jump to our other callers. Let's go to, is that Stuart in Virginia?
Yeah, is that the one and only Jakari Jackson?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. You look, you always look nicely dressed when I see you on the website. Very good.
Hey, well, thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to mention a couple of things. I'm from New York. I have met Trump. He's big. I'm 5'4", so he's a big guy. He's 6'2", 3". One thing I remember, I've been watching all this, and I really wasn't pro-Trump till about 2 or 3 months ago. And I started watching all these, you know, these rallies he's having on the internet and everything. And I looked at these Black Lives Matters, Occupation Wall Street, MoveOn.org, and I mean, I've seen the interviews with some of these guys, and I got no problem with anybody. I mean, I'm a Christian. I love my neighbors myself. And in fact, all it is pigmentation anyway. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is the only card, and I hate to sound funny here, the only trump card they can use on this guy is racism and bigotry, because we do need to look at, you know, the immigration thing. My daughter is going out with a kid, a guy that's of Mexican. His parents are Mexican. They're illegal. They're driving around. You know, they're doing whatever they do. They have to do whatever they do. And they don't have, I know the mother doesn't have a license. I don't know if the father does. She's driving around. They, in their culture, I guess it doesn't matter. Or the government has been basically let them all in. Now, in my opinion, I live in Virginia now, but I'm from New York. I'm from Queens, actually not far from where Trump's from. And you look at all this stuff going on with this whole race, and I'm going crazy, because I'm like, this guy is not the angel of death. You know, Trump is not that bad. I don't trust Ted Cruz, but he may be a nice guy. I don't know.
Well, that's the deal. You know, with anything, if you didn't support Obama, you're a racist. If you don't support Hillary, you're a racist. Or if you're a sexist. And with Trump, they're just flat out calling the guy a racist. So it's always some type of ist, sexist, racist, you know, whatever ist, when they want to demonize somebody. So I'm not surprised they're using these tactics. They know that they are very effective. All you have to do is hear it. You don't have to have it substantiated in any kind of way. If they just hear it from their trusted news source or their trusted friend or whatever, that X person is racist or sexist, they just buy into that without really going to investigate what he actually said. Actually, I think we had the article on the site last week about the black police officer who went to a Trump rally, and he said the people who were protesting Trump were way more racist and bigoted than the people at the Trump rally. He said he went to the Trump rally, everybody was nice and friendly. He didn't feel any racism or anything else coming from the crowd there. But it's the story that they want to tell, that everybody who surrounds Trump is some hateful, racist bigot.
I was watching the rally. I watch it here. I've got six kids, and my kids love Alex, but never mind that. And I was watching the one rally in Tucson where the guy dressed up as a Klansman. Now, I am like 800-900 feet from like a 20-foot Confederate flag here in Danville, Virginia. So, I mean, I can see it from my house, but I couldn't care less about the flag. But that guy dressed up like a Klansman. He had the hood on. And they were escorting him out. And did you see when the African-American gentleman, however you want to state it, laid a beating on that guy? I mean, I don't blame the guy. He was an Air Force guy. You saw that, right? Did you see that?
I'm not sure if I saw the exact one. I've seen a lot of these rallies, but I'm not sure if I saw the one that you're referring to.
He was a pro-Trumper. It was the last rally he had in Tucson. And if you watch that video at the end, because I was watching it live and I didn't know what all the ruckus was, and they showed a video, I think, the next day of this guy, and he was giving everybody the finger, and he was a white dude giving everybody the finger, and he, you know, had the KKK thing on, whatever he had. And this dude lambasted, cracked him on the side of the head, knocked him down. And this guy was African-American. And you didn't want to hear, and that you never heard a big deal about this guy hitting this guy. I mean, that's the way. I mean, I was from an Italian Jewish neighborhood. Okay. I grew up. I wouldn't go into a, forgive me the way I'm paying it, an all black neighborhood and start doing stupid stuff. I mean, just like you would be, my neighborhood was pretty much all white. Somebody, African American, wouldn't come into my neighborhood and go, hey, you bunch of crackers. It's just.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This guy gets in. I hope this guy gets in, because I really think that he probably, because of his business knowledge, because he's basically running a huge company, give the guy a chance. I mean, you know what? Obama, he was an idea whose time had come. Now, Trump is an idea that's time has come. And I don't know if that sounds kind of Shakespearean, but...
I think you made your point.
I love your show.
All right, thank you so much, Stuart. We have to jump now. But now on that point that you were making, Stuart, We'll go to our next caller, Tim, here in just one second. But when you talk about race, which a lot of people are talking about here today, I remember Joe Biggs did that report a couple of weeks ago. He went out to the streets. He asked, who's more racist, Obama, Hillary, or Trump? And, of course, you know, many people said Trump being here in the city of Austin. But I'm like, well, how many Muslim people has Trump actually killed? Because if you think about all these foreign conflicts, these unaccountable drone strikes that have killed countless numbers of people, the man hasn't killed any Muslim people that I'm aware of. But I can think of many people that have been killed by policies of Obama and Hillary, but nobody really wants to talk about that. The number to call in is 1-800-259-9231. And let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Wyoming. Go ahead, Tim.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call, Jakari. I appreciate it. Now, I was just hearing the special report about the Trans-Texas Corridor a little bit ago. Well, actually, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes ago, but I was listening to the show as I had it paused. But anyway, there's the thing that people don't want to think about. The Trans-Texas Corridor, of course, like I say, the North American Superhighway, the NAFTA Superhighway, NAU Superhighway, that also follows the same route as the pipeline that's been shelved, that's been pushed aside.
The pipeline. Mm-hmm.
It's the same, you know, the one, yeah, the what's it called again? I'm sorry.
Keystone Pipeline.
Keystone, that's right. The Keystone Pipeline, right. Now, the Keystone Pipeline, now, this is something I said to a friend of mine years ago. I said, before this ever started out, before the NAU Superhighway started out.
All right, stay right there, Tim. Stay right there. We have to go to break. We'll come back. We'll finish with you on the other side. Stay tuned. This is Jakari Jackson on The Alex Jones Show.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the final segment. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. Now, very quickly, we would like to bring your attention to the great products available on InfoWarsShop.com, and particularly the Made in 1776 line. And if you go to the site, you'll see the belt buckles, the hats, the t-shirts, all the great stuff right there, hoodies. It's a great time to get all this stuff available on InfoWarsShop.com. I wear a lot of this stuff around town when we go out on shoots. I carry the beanies and the hats and all this good stuff, even stuff for the ladies. You can see Leanne McAdoo right there. So get that all Made in 1776 on InfoWarsShop.com. Now, very quickly, we're going to try to finish up with our callers. We have many people on the line. So, Tim, if you could very quickly make your final point, then we'll move on to our other callers.
Yeah, thanks, Jakari. I appreciate it. The thing I wanted to mention was that the NAFTA Superhighway, the Keystone XL pipeline were they're right next to each other, and they run the same route. So there was going to be the railway and everything else, and the basically a sovereign citizen or sovereign territory of whatever country happened to be in there at the time, running that area. But there's one other thing, one last thing I wanted to mention too. There's a show called Free Talk Live, which maybe some of the listeners of Alex Jones know about. I listened to it afterwards. I listened to it in the evening. Now, they had their studios raided after they mentioned something that was actually in the news in January, but they mentioned it, and 1 week later, they had their studios raided by the FBI, by the local police, and it was nothing. The charges are unsubstantiated. There's essentially no legal standing for the charges, and according to the way they're talking about it, it doesn't sound as though the charges will stick. But I just wanted to mention that because, as Alex says, they're trying to shut us down. As he says all the time, they're trying to shut us down. They're trying to shut us down. Okay, now it's hitting home. It should be hitting home for people if they're listening to anything on GCN afterwards in the evening. As I say, the show's called Free Talk Live. It's on 7 nights a week. Now, the studio was raided on Sunday. The FBI and state police and local police have
not. What did they raid them for? What did they raid them for?
They said that they raided them because someone at the studio, and they don't even know who, they can't say who, and they took away $15,000, according to some of the hosts. They took away $15,000 worth of computer equipment. They took away laptop computers. They took away.
But what was the actual charge they were?
They said that somebody at this studio, somebody on the for Free Talk Live had access a website. Now this is the problem right here. The website was a website that the FBI, one of the websites that the FBI.
I'm sorry, Tim. I keep asking you the question, but we got to move on. I just never found out what exactly they rated them for. Let's go ahead and go to Doug in New Jersey. Go ahead and say what you got to say, Doug.
Hi, Mr. Jackson. I want to say thanks for taking my call. You're right when you say the tactics. And I want to say Diamond and Silk, the media now is looking to do a hit on these two beautiful ladies. And
I agree. I saw a hit piece on them today. I can't recall what the site was, but you are exactly right. Go ahead.
You're not kidding with Selective and tactics. These people are unbelievable. I want to say real quick, because I was a construction super in the 80s, and the PC police didn't care about labeling the Italians. They would say they're organized crime. You know what I mean? And as far as the Italians really knew, hey, listen, they had to go through these measures because there was some very bad people, but they weren't all bad, and nobody.
Hey, Doug, Doug, we have about 30 seconds, so go ahead and very quickly make your point.
The thing is, I feel that the mainstream media is on life support, and great shows that you have are going to bring enlightenment to the people in America and make it great.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. Thank you, guys. Sorry to the rest of our callers. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight with Darren McBreen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.